Hey everyone, it's Cardiff. Welcome to The Indicator from Planet Money. 2018 was the year of the trade war. The US and China in particular raised tariffs on each other's goods in a tit-for-tat squabble that remains unresolved to this day. So will 2019 be the year of détente, or maybe even the year of a negotiated trade peace? Earlier this week, representatives of the US and China met to discuss their differences. Among their differences are the tariffs themselves, of course, but also the U.S. wants China to commit to protecting the intellectual property, the technology, of U.S. companies that do business in China. What kind of a toll has the standoff taken on the economies of the U.S. and China? What kind of progress did the negotiators make this week? And what can we expect for the rest of the year? All that is coming right up after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Asana. Asana is work management software to help teams organize everything they do so they can focus on the work that matters most. Try Asana free for 30 days. Get started at asana.com/indicator. Support also comes from Mizzen & Main, creators of moisture-wicking, wrinkle-resistant dress shirts that require no ironing or dry cleaning. Head to mizzenandmain.com and use code NPR at checkout to receive $10 off your dress shirt.
Okay, when we've got trade questions, we often turn to the hosts of Trade Talks, our favorite trade podcast. And one of these hosts is Chad Bown of the Peterson Institute. He joins us now. Chad, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Let's start here. Where are we now? In other words, what kinds of tariffs have been enacted on either side by the U.S. and China on the other country to this point?
So in July, August, and September of last year, the Trump administration imposed new tariffs on China covering about $250 billion worth of imports. China retaliated immediately by imposing tariffs on about $110 billion worth of U.S. exports. What was scheduled to happen was, starting January 1st, the Trump administration had planned to ratchet up their tariffs on the last $200 billion worth of those imports from 10%, the initial level that they imposed, up to 25%. But on December 1st, after a very successful dinner meeting between Presidents Xi and Trump in Buenos Aires, they called a truce. A truce meaning that they're no longer going to raise the tariffs against each other. They're going to keep the tariffs they'd already imposed in place, but not raise them any further. So those scheduled 10% to 25% increase going on January 1st is on hold. And it's going to be on hold until March 2nd or so. So they have a 90-day period where they're negotiating to try to get a deal.
Okay, so they are negotiating, but meanwhile, you've already got these tariffs biting. And so I guess what I'm wondering is, have they had any appreciable effects on the U.S. and Chinese economies to this point?
So I think the effects are varied. You know, if you go out to farm country in the United States and you ask soybean farmers, you know, China is the United States' largest market for soybean exports. When China imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, they suffered. They lost those sales. They got stockpiled. And so if you ask them, certainly they've been hit. But a lot of the other tariffs, we really haven't seen evidence of them showing up in U.S. economic activity yet. A lot of those were imposed on the U.S. side on intermediate inputs, parts and components, things that companies buy to make and produce other goods that consumers end up buying. And in those cases, you know, companies may be making decisions to hold down their other costs. And so we haven't necessarily seen large inflationary reactions yet to, say, these tariffs. Certainly there have been swings in the stock market as rumors of what's happening in this trade war have petered out. But there really hasn't been, as of yet, a huge impact on the U.S. economic numbers.
Okay. And amidst this trade truce that is ongoing right now, representatives from the U.S. and China met for 3 days this week to try to hash out a deal. Can you tell us what, in fact, they ended up agreeing on?
Well, the first thing to note about these talks is they didn't involve anyone has ever heard of before. But that's actually a good sign, right? This wasn't the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer or Treasury Secretary Mnuchin or Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross showing up there. This was actually the working level folks, the technicians, trying to get into the nitty-gritty details of this. And I think that's a really, really positive sign.
Oh, in other words, like, this isn't just necessarily political posturing. It's like these are the people actually trying to arrive at a deal, not just make a big show of how strong they looked in the negotiations before they walked away or something.
That's exactly right. These are the people that know the details of what to ask for and what to accept. So that being said, we don't really have any details of what's happening so far. I think it's likely, based on the U.S. delegation, which included folks from the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Energy, China has made some vague commitments that they're going to buy more American agricultural products, soybeans, more energy products, liquefied natural gas. And so the question is probably how much and how quickly, and trying to get some precision on those kinds of elements. So that's one. But the second one is, the bigger questions of how much Chinese reform is ultimately going to take place. You know, we really don't have any ideas on that kind of thing yet. But I think the main outcome coming out of the earlier discussions this week was that they're continuing to talk. That's a good sign. There wasn't any announcement of further tariffs. That's a good sign. And, the U.S. statement, which was actually issued, so sometimes there aren't statements being issued. There was a statement issued in this case that said, quote, the delegation will now report back to receive guidance on the next steps. So we are still working through the process, but I think the really good sign is the folks that are doing the working are the technical folks.
Okay, great. And now I guess the question is, what happens next? And Chad, if you can you give us a sense of what the U.S. might want? I mean, the trade war itself was initiated by the Trump administration. So presumably, the administration has some sense of what it's trying to get out of these negotiations. What are they after?
It really depends on who you ask within the Trump administration. And ultimately, of course, this is going to come down to the president. There are some within the administration that I think might be happy with China just agreeing to buy more American stuff, more American soybeans and other ag products, more American liquefied natural gas and energy, maybe more American cars. But there's others within the administration that recognize there are deeper systemic concerns with how the Chinese economy operates. They really want China to stop subsidizing certain industries, to protect intellectual property better.
Of the U.S. companies, in other words, that do business in China.
Exactly. To treat better, basically, multinational companies that are doing business in China, not force them to have to share their technology, how they make certain products with local Chinese firms. That's a really big concern that's been a longstanding concern of the Americans. And so I think the big question is that President Trump's concern? Is he willing to, fight the longer battle? Dealing with those types of systemic concerns are going to take a really much longer time and a more sophisticated type of trade agreement and trade deal than simply getting China to agree to buy more stuff.
Yeah, so on the point of trying to compel China not to steal American technology or not to compel the transfer of technology from American companies to Chinese companies when American companies want to do business in China, let's say they do reach some kind of agreement there. Does the U.S. have any way of enforcing that agreement? In other words, can the Chinese side just say, sure, okay, we'll stop doing that to your satisfaction? They'll walk away and then keep doing it? I mean, isn't this also an issue of sovereignty?
So I think that's the $250 billion question, if I can use President Trump's tariff numbers there. Enforcement is really going to be at the crux of any deal. How are you going to be able to hold China's feet to the fire? How are you going to be able to get verification that they aren't stealing the intellectual property? A lot of this can result in, sort of he said, he said accusations. You need a way to be able to sort through those things and make sure that both sides are living up to what they agreed to. And enforcement in these types of issues, hasn't been strong in the past. It's why we've ended up here today. So to make sure that we don't have this problem linger and flare up again in the future, it's going to be all about enforcement.
Chad Bown, always a pleasure, man.
Thanks for having me.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch. The Indicator is a production of NPR.